Big takeaways. That's the focus of tonight's angle. Oh, I know. So Sean alluded to this. Like, tonight they're breathing a sigh of relief, right, at the White House, even as Democrats almost certainly will lose the House. And they could even lose the Senate. Now, the media, of course, are obsessing over the losses of Trump-backed candidates in states like New Hampshire and Pennsylvania. But little attention is being paid to the astonishing fact that Democrats do not intend to do anything differently over the next 2 years. Now, this is even with 75% from Fox News voter analysis saying that they think the country right now is on the wrong track. Despite that, the White House thinks their policies don't need changing because Biden has created what they're calling stable, sustainable growth. Okay, this is typical of the Democrats. They win, or they think they win, and then they overread their mandate. Well, yeah, Republicans should have won more Senate seats and flipped more House seats. But still, the number one issue worrying voters, including African-American voters, is inflation, which he was asked about today. Oh, gosh. All right. So Biden's repeating that same line. Oh, you just haven't seen the great effects of my policies yet. And he's saying it takes time. He's blaming the oil companies. Really? Even CNN wasn't buying it. That is insulting, and even David Axelrod seemed a little less than enthused. Biden's message today featured all the usual sleights of hand. Just as in 2020, when he campaigned then on uniting the country, remember that? Only to then go on and brand the country as systemically racist and then trash Trump supporters as semi-fascist. Well, today, he raised the goal of uniting America again, only to make false claims about Republican leadership and, of course, to push gun control. Biden's obviously learned nothing. And as of now, the New York Times is projecting that the Republicans will end up with about 50 seats in the Senate and will narrowly capture the House majority. So they're taking the House, even if not by the numbers, obviously, they had hoped for. That will do a lot to rein in the craziest radicalism of the Biden administration. But again, we all get it. The GOP is very disappointed. So at this point, we have to ask, what lessons can we take away from this election? Well, first and foremost, the red wave did sweep through Florida, and it was even more impressive than advertised. DeSantis won by 20 points, Rubio by a massive double-digit margin, knocking off Val Demings, whom the Democrats had pegged as a future star. So he won Miami-Dade and Palm Beach County, which is a feat that few thought was possible even a year ago. So he, Rubio, Rick Scott, they've built a strong and a very broad governing coalition in Florida, including with Latino voters who continue to move toward the GOP this cycle. Now, this is the future of the Republican Party. Second point, the 50-state strategy continues to be the best hope for the GOP going forward. Now, we just don't have enough power right now to stop the hard left, and we can't get more power by staying home and running up big margins in close states. That's not going to work. But Lee Zeldin, think about this, who was given no chance for most of the year, he came within 5 points of beating Hochul. That was the best showing for any New York Republican in 20 years. Now, as I predicted last night, that performance, 5-point margin there, helped Republicans flip 4 Democrat seats in the House. Now, this sent AOC into apoplexy today. Real progress in liberal strongholds keeps the Republican Party in growth mode. That's the message. Now, in liberal Oregon, Christine Drazen is only down less than 3% from radical leftist Tina Kotek in the governor's race there. Now, obviously, there's more work that needs to be done. But from Oregon to New York and, of course, in Florida, we made big progress. Since we know Democrat policies are only going to drive crime and the cost of living higher in all of these states in the next few years, Republican prospects and recruiting should just continue to improve in all the states. Third, there is no reason to believe that a more establishment approach would have done better in most of the Senate races. Now, while many Trump-backed candidates did lose, McConnell's favorite candidate in Colorado, Joe O'Dea, got annihilated. And then think about this. Mike Lee, he fought off Romney's preferred candidate in Utah, Trump hater Evan McMuffin. Murkowski, she's behind in Alaska. But J.D. Vance, he won in Ohio. Fourth, the runoff in Georgia could very well decide who controls the Senate and whether Biden gets another Supreme Court nominee. So anyone who thinks of himself or herself as a major player in the GOP should be planning to go down there and win this election. It's far more important than pointing fingers about who won and who lost last night. The Democrats' line on this today in Georgia was pathetic. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's talking about Herschel Walker can't put two sentences together? This is the party of Biden and apparently now John Fetterman. I think we can drop that line. Thank you very much. Now, we blew Georgia, that runoff, last time by splitting the party there. We can never let that happen again. Herschel Walker needs to win this. Now, while the late vote really does appear to have broken toward Republicans, you can see this in the exit polls and in the vote count for Election Day, the Democrats appear to have done very well at getting a lot of votes before Election Day. So, look, if everyone had voted yesterday, we might have seen the red wave that was being, you know, picked up in some of the polls. But we don't have Election Day anymore. It's more like Election Month. And that means that going forward, the GOP cannot count on this coming from behind strategy in states like New York or Virginia or Michigan or even Pennsylvania. The Democrats are going to be ready to start turning out their voters on the first day of early voting. Okay? And Republicans going forward are going to have to do the same. Now, look, they did this in Miami-Dade County, and that was fantastic. We got a lot of Republicans voting early in Miami-Dade. But the old turnout models just don't work anymore. They just don't. Also, you need to be in the lead, frankly, on Labor Day going forward. The GOP should act as if basically Election Day comes 5 weeks early. They should just pretend that it does. Because if they're 5 points behind in late September, the Democrats are just going to bank a huge amount of votes against them. And even if some of those folks change their mind later, it's going to be too late. So going into 2024, the Republicans are going to be looking for candidates who are focused on winning, not just making a point or settling a score. So to really change the country, we're going to have to win, and we have to win over voters outside our traditional base. That means young people, too. That's got to be the goal for the next presidential election. The populist movement is about ideas. It is not about any one person. If the voters conclude that you're putting your own ego or your own grudges ahead of what's good for the country, they're going to look elsewhere, period. Which brings us to the next takeaway. Well, yesterday's results will likely silence talk of replacing Biden on the ticket. Now, I know the Democrats are feeling good, but this man is still unpopular. And he's also clueless, so clueless that he thinks he actually has a mandate from last night for boondoggles. Okay, I heard that and almost fell out the chair. Biden admitted in this speech that he can't guarantee that he can solve inflation, the number one issue for voters. But because some new congressman calls him about high-speed rail in Scranton, he's like, no problem, we'll get that done. I mean, come on. Now, last night's results notwithstanding, voters reported that they still do trust Republicans more on the issues they care about most. And if the Democrats continue to preside over the type of economic and crime problems that we've seen just over the last year, even early voting will not be enough to save them the next time. And that's the angle.